The creature that lay before us was as large as a small lion. Its mouth and teeth were huge. They shone with blue flames. There were rings of blue fire round its cruel eyes, too. I touched the hound's burning coat. When I held up my hand, it too seemed to be on fire. "Phosphorus," I said. "That is why the hound appears to burn in the dark. Stapleton put phosphorus paint on the hound in the hut beside the house." But Holmes was thinking more about Sir Henry than about Stapleton's cleverness. "I must apologize to you, Sir Henry," he said. "I put your life in danger. I expected to see a huge hound, but not a creature like this. The fog gave us a very short time to control our fear, and for moments we could not move."
"Never mind," said Sir Henry. "You saved my life, and I thank you. Please, help me stand up. What are you going to do now?"
Sir Henry's legs were shaking so much from his terrible experience that he could not stand. We helped him to a rock. He sat there and held his head in his hands.
"We must leave you here, Sir Henry, and try to catch Stapleton. We shall come back as quickly as possible and take you to the hall. Our case is complete, but we must now catch our man."
I followed Holmes along the path back to the house.
"We must search the house," said Holmes, "but almost certainly he won't be there.